The Gemara in Daf Pei Vav Amudalef on the top makes a drasha that ma truma tevelis af ma'aser rishon tevel. Just like there's a din by truma that tevel, you're chayav misa for eating tevel before truma is taken off. Also by ma'aser rishon, there's a din that you're chayav misa for eating the tevel before ma'aser rishon was taken off as well. But that much is mavur in the Gemara. It's pashat in the Gemara that if you eat tevel before truma is taken off, there's going to be a chayav misa. Now, what's up, shana chayav misa of tevel? Why is it there chayav misa on tevel? There's a very Yosefus Deka Chakir from Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asman Daraisa Klal Beis, and he declares like this: is it the pshat that the Chiyah Misa of Tevel is because every Tevel has Truma Me'uruv in it? Tevel is basically a Tarubis of Truma and Chulin, and when you're Mafish the Truma, you separate the Truma from the Shiraim, and other Shiraim become Mutter. But before you do that Frasha, when you eat the Tevel, you're eating Truma. So when you're eating Truma, being that we know that Truma is B'misa, the Mele Tevel is B'misa, so it's that Iser Truma which is in the Tevel which makes it B'misa. So is that the pshat? It's also because of the truma which is Me'urubai, or maybe perhaps it's a new Isser. It's an Isser Chadash. The Torah says Tevel is B'misa, nothing to do with the fact that there's truma in it. Maybe we don't even have truma within it. Maybe it's only in the Chadash later on. It's a new Isser, nothing to do with the Isser truma. That's the Chakir Beis Mingel has, and he says that this seems to be the machlekes between Rashi and Taisus right over here in our Sugya. Rashi says over here that Matruma Tevelis, how do we know that truma is Tevel? How do you know Yechayim Isser for Tevel? This is the way Taisus quotes Rashi. That how do we know there's a chiyuv misa for tevel? Because we find that there's a chiyuv misa by truma, and every tevel has truma within it. Meaning that there's truma in tevel, we know that there's a chiyuv misa for tevel. For truma, maybe we know there's a chiyuv misa for tevel. So Rashi is pretty clear that the yisaid of the chiyuv misa of tevel is because it has truma, which is meruv by. Taisus himself is very bothered with this. Taisus says if the whole reason why you can't eat tevel is because it has truma in it, then it should be mutter for a kain to eat tevel, because a kain of avada could eat truma, only a zar can eat truma. So if the whole issur of tevel is because of the truma, then why can't a kain eat truma? Elamai zok taisus, that's not the pshat. It's not the pshat that it's also because there's truma in it. There is no truma yet. The truma is nischadish b'shas afrasha. Issur tevel is a new issur. It's issur chadish. It brings a pasuk from the loychalus kachim neisal asher yarimu. It's a new issur. Nothing to do with the truma shabai. It's issur chadish of tevel. So this chakir seems to be a machlekes Rashi and taisus. Rashi holds it's the issur tevel is because of the truma, which is more. By the fitaisus, it's a new issur. It's an issur chadish. Now, Chanan being arrived from the Rush in the Dharma, Dafid Beis, he seems to be mashma like Rashi as well, because the Gemara over there is going through the halachas of Davar HaNadar and Davar Asa. The Gemara says some Yisurim Shabbatayra are considered Davar HaNadar. They're Yisurim that we create with our Dibur, with our Pa'ulas, like Nedarim and Shavuos. We create the Yisur with our Dibur. And then there's other Yisurim that are Davar Asa, Yisurim that the Tyra made. We didn't create them, the Tyra made them, like Chazer, which was a Davar Asa, not a Davar HaNadar. And the rush over there is Masbir. The Truma is not considered a Davar Anadar, it's considered a Davar Asr. L'chay Truma should be a Davar Anadar. You create the Isser Truma when you say Harezer Truma. So why is it not a Davar Anadar? It's like the rush, because he says you don't create the Isser Truma when you say Harezer Truma. The Isser Truma was always here. The Isser Truma was always here from when it was Tevel. When you say Harezer Truma, you're really being Matarit. You're being Matar the Shiraim. That's what you're doing. But the Isser, you didn't make the Isser. The Isser is there Mitchila when it was Tevel. So the Achenim died from this rush. Rush understood, like Rashi, that the Isser Tevel is because there's Truma mixed in the Tevel, so you never created that Isser Truma. The Tire made that Isser Truma in the Tevel, and that's why Tevel is Aser. When you're Mafish Truma, you're just separating the Truma from the Chulin and being Mata the Shirayim, but you're not creating the Isser Fakat, you're creating a Heter, so that'd be very much Mashma like Shitas Rashi. So at the end of the day, it's Shver and Rashi, and then the Rush, Taisus is Kasha, Pelik Akasha. If the Pshat is that the whole Isser Tevel is because it's Truma in the Tevel, then it should be Mutter for Kain. Why do we find that a Kain is not allowed to eat Tevel? That's the Chart Sarichian on these Rishonim. So Rabbi Yosef Engel goes on to say Pshat that even if you say that Tevel is also because it's Truma Shabbai, but Afal Pichin it's also for a Kain, just like you find by Karbanis. You find by Karbanis that before Zrika's Damim, you're not allowed to eat the Basar, but Acher Zrika, it's Mutter. So even though it's something which is Mutter for a Kain, but it's Meshuchan Gavaya Kazachan. Before Zrika, it's Lagavaya, being that now it's Miuchel Gavaya, you can't eat it. Once you do Zrika and you're Matter, you take it away from the being Kulu Lagavaya, now it's Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you to eat it. So it could be Truma, he says, is a similar thing. Yes, the Isser Tevel is because of the Truma Shabbai, and that's why a Zar can't eat it, but even a Kain can't eat it at that point, because now it's Kulu Lagavaya, and he's not allowed to eat it. You have to do a Maisaf Rasha, then now changes it, just like the Zrika of a carbon, and now the Tar is Matter and allows the Kain to eat it. Mishulchan Gavaya, beforehand there would be an Isser, even though it's Truma, but before the Maisaf Rasha is done, it's considered Lagavaya, and it would be Asr to eat it. That's his Hezber, to be Masber, to answer Taisus' Kasha on Rashi. I just want to share with you another Teretz to Taisus' Kasha on Rashi, which is L'charim, a Metziah Nifla, a Mamish, unbelievable Pshat. This is from the Arachayim in this last week's Parsha, Parshas B'chukaisai. So the Parsha starts off, B'chukaisai Teilechu, and we know Rashi says you should be Amelim Batayra, but the Arachayim has an unbelievable thing over here. He goes on with many, many Pshatim in what the pshat of this pasuk is in Bechukos Teilechu, he ends up having 42 different pshatim in Bechukos Teilechu. There's 42 Isis, gets up to Membeis, mamish, unbelievable pshatim in the meaning of this pasuk in Bechukos Teilechu. Why he has so many pshatim over here, I don't know, but the Maaseh, that's what he says. So in the 40th pshat, Ois Mem, he says, he touches up the pasuk of Bechukos Teilechu, mamish, going on this kasha. He says that the pasuk over here is talking about mitzvahs tevel. So he says, we find tevel. The Torah says that if you eat tavel, you chay misa. Even a kain eats tavel, chay misa. So he says, v'yeshut ma'ba davar, it's a pella. Because what's the whole reason tavel is also? Because it has truma murubai. So if a kain can eat truma, then for sure she can eat tavel. Just the Torah is a truma. Why should we also for him to eat the tavel? So it's pashatim. The iser tavel is because of the truma, which is murubai. Like Rashi, doesn't bring Rashi to Taisus. That seems to be his anacha pshuta. So fact arachayim, why is a kain not allowed to eat tavel? That's good what the Torah is saying over here with the pasuk in Bechukos Teilechu. This is a chayk. It's a chukah. There's certain things that don't make sense. Al pisvara, afam bichan, the Torah says you have to do it. This is a chayk that a kain can't eat tavel, even though misvara he should be able to because it's only aser because of the truma shabai. And that's what the pasuk is saying. Bechukos Teilechu, it's mitzvayse tishmaru. If you keep the chukim and you do the mitzvahs, in other words, you mafish truma, then you'll basisam isam, then you'll do it properly, then you'll be allowed to eat it, even though al pisaycho you should be able to eat it before. But that's the chayk. This is a chayk over here that. Even though tevel is also because of the truma, afal pichin, a kain is not allowed to eat it. So paldik ezach, this kasha of Taisus and Rashi is really what the Torah is coming to be miyashav over here with the pasuk of Bechukos Teilechu according to the Arachayim. Akopanim, this is a very sadistic shayla in the iser tevel, apidus chakira of Rabbi Yosef Engel.